All Right American Fat Ass Podcast with you for the second bonus show of Nick's Vacation. Let's go ahead and jump right in. First thing I wanted to get on right off the bat is we are doing something really cool for March Madness. I wanted to hit this right up front so anybody that listens can go to our website and check this out. One of the arguments that a lot of people have online, at work, in real life, is who's the hottest newswoman? And like, there's been such an influx of these women that do the news, do the weather, do sports, and they're all like super hot. And so now the argument is who's the hottest woman on the news or on TV? And we're going to settle that debate throughout this whole March Madness. We're doing our brackets of hot newswomen, 64, the top 64, if you will. All national. Don't contact us and say, well, my local news weather girl's not on there. We don't give a fuck about them. No, it's all national people that everybody at least has heard of or might have seen while flipping through the channels. So yeah, I'm really excited to get that going and settle the debate once and for all.
Everybody vote for Stephen Colbert. Everybody wants to beat out all these hot women.
But yeah, it's a cool thing that we're doing. You just go to our website. All submissions must be done through the website. No Facebook, no Twitter. We want you to go to our website and check out the site and go and check out these brackets. It's really cool. Just click on March Madness. It's right on the front page. There's pictures, there's graphics, there's, you can vote on each one. And, after you vote, you, can kind of keep up with, how the voting is going. So, it should take you like 2 seconds to go through them all. And, hopefully you don't get a boner before you're done.
Too late.
Yeah, so all right, so that's out of the way. Let's go ahead and jump into what this show is going to be all about. Again, this is a show that's going to be dictated by what you guys told us to do. So a lot of folks chimed in with people they hate on Twitter. So we're going to go ahead and dedicate the whole show to people they hate and we hate and everybody hates.
Hell yeah. So what better way to kick off our 10th episode, sir? I was just looking at this. Our 10th episode. Not too shabby.
Yeah. The big 1-0.
The big 1-0. Fuck, we should have gotten a cake.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That would have been nice. I mean, I love cake. I kind of want cake now.
I always want
cake. You know what? People I hate starts off with assholes who don't get somebody else cake for their 10th anniversary.
Yeah, fuck them. Fricks.
All right. So you said you got a bunch of people you hate. You got a lot of submissions?
Yeah. I mean, Twitter went nuts this week with it.
Why don't you kick us off with one? What you got?
All right. Let's see. First one. Let me go back to the beginning here. All right. Now I can't fucking find it. All right. All right. This. Let's pick a different one here. All right, first one comes from Manny Dupree's at VII Shrugged, and their people that they hate is people that call everyone brother.
Oh, I hate those douchebags.
I guess Hulk Hogan is tops on the list, right? Let me tell you something, brother. It's all, everybody's his brother.
Oh, I hate those people. You know, it's... Now, see, I don't know, dude. It's only like brother, right? Because I mean, I call everybody buddy, chief, pal. I don't like remember anybody's names. I meet too many goddamn people a day at my job to remember names, so I'm always calling people like buddy.
Yeah, I don't call people anything. I don't even call them by their name. I just, like, if I needed to talk to somebody specific, I just walk up to them and start talking.
Yeah. That's not awkward.
Or if I call somebody from like across the room, I go, "Hey, you."
You know what I hate? I hate when this is a little off talk, but just it totally made me think about that. I hate when you call somebody on the phone and they answer the phone and say like, "Hi, this is Nick," I know it's you, asshole. I just called you. I know who I was calling. What the? Why do you need to announce who you are? I called you.
I actually do that a lot, but I don't do that to people that I like. If you show up on my caller ID, then I don't do that. Like if it's a number I don't know, then that's just how I answer the phone.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's what I do.
It's horrible because then you're gonna like get people who are calling you that you don't really want to talk to, but now you got to talk to them because now they know it's you.
Yeah, but all my business phones are tied into my cell, so I kind of have to.
I don't know. I just
What sucks is if it's a bill collector.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is Jim. We got you, bitch.
No. I said Tim, not Jim.
Yeah, Tim.
You misheard.
I said, go fuck yourself, Clay.
I hate those fucking people.
Oh, me too.
They always call for bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So, you know what? No, I got another part to that.
Yep.
I live in an area where there's a lot of Spanish, Latin people, and every one of the females always call me sweetie. It
really
drives me fucking nuts. It's always, okay, sweetie, okay. Yeah. I'm so fucking being tired of calling sweetie. I want to like scream every time you say it to me.
Yeah, I don't like other people calling me nicknames that I didn't agree to. You don't know if I'm sweet. Chances are I'm probably not sweet. I hate your fucking Dora.
Fucking Dora. Oh, fucking
sweetie.
Dora.
She's
definitely going to be like one of the big parts of the show throughout the whole time we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Until Nick Jr. finally kicks her off the air.
Probably not going to happen, which is sad.
One thing I would love to hear is a Mexican going around calling people brother.
Oh, that'd
hey,
be
brother!
Awesome.
Like, hey, brother!
That would be so fucking funny.
Like, I find it hysterical to think that foreigners adapt to our society here in the U.S., our culture, by watching Hulk Hogan and other WWF and WWE.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Slim Jim.
Oh, that's great. Okay, let's see what do I got here for people I hate. Okay, let's get this one. My wife said trying to talk about her too much tonight on the podcast, and I told her that'd be impossible because we're doing a whole podcast on people we hate, so I told her name would come up quite a bit. And this one is dedicated directly to her. People I hate are people who hold up the line so they can dig through their wallets or purses to get exact change while paying for something. I fucking hate those people. Every time my wife pays for something, she's digging through her pocketbook for like fucking 15 minutes trying to pull out, you know, a quarter and a penny and a nickel, just digging through. Meanwhile, the fucking people behind her are waiting. I'm fucking pissed because I'm starving and I got to wait on my food because she's digging through her goddamn pocketbook.
No.
Just give them a fucking 20 and call it a day. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, you know, my wife just rolled up all the change that we had around the house. And there's probably about $200.
No shit.
Worth of change in the last maybe 18 months, two years that we've just collected. And now she's like, "Oh, let's get the change. Let's give the change." And it's like, "Just let me fucking pay for it." It's like, that's why I try to use the debit card wherever we go. Like,
right.
Just debit.
What drives me crazy is she'll do this no matter where we are. Like, if we're at a fucking drive-through window, she's like, digging through her pocketbook, get change. And I'm like, but I gotta hand this fucking guy change. You know how annoying it is to hand somebody fucking a handful of change when you're paying for something? It's like, come on, man.
Especially at a drive-through because these fucking assholes, for some reason, they always try to hand you food when you're trying to give them money.
Yes! Like, I fucking hate those people.
Keep the goddamn food in the store until I finish the transaction. Like, let me give you the money, and then we can start bringing the food in.
You know what you should do? Next time they go to hand you, like, the food, Like, oh, okay, hold on. Put the money down. Grab the food and just fucking drive off. Like, I thought it was for free. I tried giving them money and they just gave me food. Fucking people.
Yeah. I don't know why they do that. Oh, I don't know why.
I got something funny for you, though, because we're talking about this. I'm going to send you a picture that I took yesterday that you'll get a kick out of, and some of the people who listen to the show will get a kick out of, too. Tina and I, we were out last night going all over the place trying to get some shit figured out. For those of you who don't know, I was in a slight accident the other day. This asshole fucking ran into the back of us while we were stopped at a light. So we're out, you know, run errands, do shit, and we got hungry, so we stopped off at a McDonald's, grab a couple burgers real quick. And while we were there, we saw this little sign at the drive-thru. I'm going to send it to you right now. Okay. I just sent it to your Facebook.
Yep, I see it.
You fucking see that shit?
Yeah.
Now, let me just read it for the people listening. There will be an additional charge for extra sauces and condiments. Fucking douchebags. Fucking people I hate. Multi-fucking billion-dollar companies that are going to nickel and dime me for a fucking pack of barbecue sauce, you bitches. Yeah. And I would like to point out that when they gave us our shit, not one napkin in the fucking bag. Fucking pricks.
Yeah, they're really hurting for money. You know, they're
right.
They need to.
Ronald McDonald is fucking homeless.
Yeah, no, that's and the condiments too. They have to get you on like the ketchup packets.
No shit. This is the first one I've ever seen it say condiments. That's why it blew my fucking mind. Like we were good like 25-30 minutes from the house, so we'd never even been to this one before, never even been this side of town before, and. So I wasn't expecting that. When I saw the picture, I was like, I gotta take a picture of this right now. I couldn't believe it. I was like, it says fucking condiments on it. Condiments. Yeah. They usually just fucking fill up the bag with ketchup packets.
Yeah, or like sugar for your coffee or cream for your coffee.
Right. What dicks.
Fuck that.
All right, who else you got?
They suck. All right, let's see. All right, this is the first one that I wanted to get to. Oh, now your picture's in the way. Fucking shit. All right. People who are on the outside seat and won't stand when you need to get out, so you turn so you can barely squeeze by. That's from Casey Carlson, Casey of Chicago, on the tweets. Casey of Chicago with a K.
All right. I, as a big guy, totally understand this. Whenever I'm sitting on the outside, okay, which I usually tend to do because I usually try to have it so where I'm only sitting with one person on the side of me, because if I got two people on the side of me, I end up taking up like four seats and it's an issue.
Yep.
So whenever somebody has to get by me, the first thing I do is I immediately jump up. I immediately get out of my seat so they have free room to walk through. Why? Because if I was the guy on the inside seat and I needed to get through, there's no way I'm getting through.
Yeah.
Always. It's just fucking common courtesy. Get your fucking ass up. Move your goddamn legs and let the person fucking through. I hate those people who all they do is like tuck in their feet underneath the seat. Like they move the feet a little bit towards them and they're like, okay, you got plenty of room now. What about your fucking knees and legs, you fucking piece of shit?
Fuck that. Every time those goddamn people, they sit there and they don't let me get by, I try with all my might to muster up a fart so that I can just unload on them as I'm going by.
That would be great.
I haven't been successful yet because I can't fart on command.
Really?
But man, I am just, oh man. Like when we go out to like, I don't know, the fucking circus or monster truck rally or whatever we're doing where there's stadium seating, I try to like bottle it up, you know?
Right.
Just because I want this to happen where they're really not letting me by. They're just skirting their legs in or moving their legs to the side. I'm waiting for the day for where I can just blast them with ungodly fart odor all over their fucking hot dog or whatever they're eating.
God, that'd be great.
Hasn't happened yet, though.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like you said, it's common courtesy. Like, what are you doing that you can't stand up?
You know, not even, okay, fine, it's common courtesy, but even if you were a selfish prick and you're only thinking about yourself, why would you want somebody to have to squeeze by you and essentially either put their ass in your face or, you know, fucking vice versa, have their fucking balls in your face trying to squeeze past you? I wouldn't want that. So I'm going to do whatever I can to get the fuck out of the way.
Right.
It's just they should have fucking like little sets of rules for the people on the outside seat, like airplanes have for people sitting next to the emergency exit.
Yeah.
If you don't feel you can, you know, get up and move out of somebody's way when they come in from the inside the aisle, then don't sit here. Fucking pricks.
That should really be common knowledge. Like, if you're in the aisle seat, be prepared to move.
Right?
Also, even if you're in the middle and you can't, like, you can't step into the aisle and out of the way, the least you could do is stand up, let the seat fold up, and take a step back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've done that before, 100%.
Yeah.
Like I said, it just, I hate those fuckers. All they want to do is just scoot their feet back a little bit. And then, like, okay, you have plenty of room now.
You know what I'm going to do? The next time that happens, I'm just going to sit in their lap. And I'll continue watching the game from their lap.
What about if it gets kind of awkward and they like start, you know, caressing you and, you know, putting their arms around you? Maybe you feel a little something poking you in the backside while you're sitting there.
That's when the fart's coming.
Oh, he's just going to be like, don't worry, I got something to plug up that hole for you, sweetheart. I got you.
God, I hope not.
Oh, shit. All right, let's see what I got here. Okay. People I hate. I hate when I post a serious question on Facebook and tons of people like it, but they never fucking answer it. I fucking hate that. If I'm posting like a serious question, like, you know, does anybody know anything about cars or oil changes or just something like that? Don't like the fucking status. Either answer it or move the fuck on.
Right.
I don't need the fucking 75 people liking a question that I pose and not actually answering. I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's another thing, and this actually just happened today. One of my friends that I used to work with posted something on Facebook saying his power's out, and he hopes it can come back on before his daughter's sleepover, blah, blah, blah. Tar Heels versus Duke tonight. He's a big UNC fan. And like, everybody put up, like, go Heels, go, but his fucking power's out.
Glad like, you're a Tar Heels fan. But
I mean, I was the only one that put on there that I saw that said, like, well, at least it's a nice day. You know, you're not going to be freezing your ass off.
You're still like, an asshole.
Still. I mean, at least, you know, at least I'm not like, Heels. Like, who gives a fuck about the Tar? Like, his power is out. You can at least say, hey, you know, your power is out, yes, but and then give him a fucking silver lining. You know? But at least it's nice outside. Not cute. Nope. Like,
you're an asshole. You're a Facebook asshole.
Me?
No. Yes, you. Nobody wants to fucking hear a silver lining, asshole. Okay, this is where you went wrong. You tried to fucking cheer the guy up. You should have just been like, oh, man, that really sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. And move the fuck on. Give him a silver lining. The fuck's the matter? Do you think he's going to look at your fucking Facebook status and go, oh, it is a nice day out. Thank you, Jim. No. He's not going to give a shit.
What he did say was no power equals no water. And then I said, uh-oh, better hold your poo.
Again, you're an asshole. Oh, I mean, I'll give you points because it was at least comical. So I hope you at least chuckled at that.
I hope so.
I just hate that. Anyway. Be fucking helpful. Either be helpful or don't fucking do anything on your status.
Right. Like, if I'm going to put on there, like, hey, power's out, but hey, Tar Heels and Duke East play today, and, you know, if I was a fan of that sport, which I fucking not, but you know, I would not want people to post on that comment, go heels. I would want people to post on that comment, like, the township said the power should be back on in 10 minutes. Give me information.
Give me information. Invite me over to your house to watch the game. I mean, give me something.
Like, there's an appropriate time to show your fandom.
Don't tell me about what kind of weather's outside. Don't tell me how to poop. Just fucking give me good information.
Hey, I would rather read something that's trying to give me a silver lining than go heels.
Well, that's because you're a woman and women need that kind of shit.
What about, like, if I put on my Facebook status, like, oh man, my grandma just died, and the World Series is next week and I'm not going to be able to enjoy it. The last thing I would want to hear is, go Yankees! Fuck you!
Well, see, not even that. That's another one of those Facebook statuses that I can't say when people like them. It's like if somebody goes on there and says, just lost my mother to cancer. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, it has like 47 likes on it. I'm like, why do you like that? That's a horrible thing to like. Don't like that.
Or you have the assholes that put, I wish there was a dislike button.
Yes. The fucking dislike button.
Fuck you.
Oh, fucking bullshit.
That actually brings us to another people we hate from Wilma Cunningham. At Cunning Wilma. People I hate. You write a status that seriously nobody gives a fuck about.
Oh, well, that's me every day. I write nothing but bullshit statuses.
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't even care about people who write meaningless Facebook statuses, because not for nothing that's what Facebook and, you know, any other social media is about. It's about, mm-hmm. you know, expressing how you want to be portrayed. It's just whatever. You go on there to unleash bullshit. What I hate though are the people who don't realize that and think that everything they put on Facebook or Twitter or whatever other social media there is, and expect it to be like the word of God. Like, it is just the greatest fucking thing they've ever posted before. Yep. It's just like, are you fucking kidding me? There's a million of you out there who post all the same bullshit. Nobody cares about it.
Right. One thing I don't like, and I was guilty of this today, sort of.
Did you tell somebody the fucking weather outside again?
No. Guys that post pictures of, like, cats. Like, cute cats doing shit. Or, like, those girly, like hopeful, you know, the sky is blue and fucking Jesus loves me or whatever they're putting up there.
Right.
Like, stop. I don't need that. That information is not important to anybody. Like my day is not going to be better just because there's a fucking blue background with a smiley face saying, your day's going to be great. Like, no, you don't fucking know that. Stop.
It's like those fucking ridiculous things. If you believe in God, pass this on the next 30 seconds and you will have a miracle return to you.
Jesus.
No, it's God, not Jesus.
Well. Like, God doesn't have ultimatums like that. God doesn't like split open the clouds and like, hey Timmy, if you tell 30 of your friends to share this post I'm about to put up, I'll cure your fucking cancer. Like, no.
Are you kidding me? What do you think the Ten Commandments were? That was like God's Facebook. Oh man. Here, go down the mountain and share this to everybody. Tell everybody else to share it too. Those fuckers better like it. Oh, God, that's funny. All right, what you just went. Let me see what I got here. Okay. These fuckers piss me off a lot. Mm-hmm. Just because you frequent where I work doesn't mean I want you to talk to me on my day off. Mm-hmm. I work in a completely separate city from where I live at. But every time I go into that city, I am pestered nonstop by everybody who frequents where I work. Tina and I took Tina out on her birthday. We took her all over the place and took her to get a pedicure and movies, this and that. Everywhere we went, all I heard, hey, man, I know you. You work over at so-and-so. And then they want to sit there and talk to me. And they don't even talk to me about anything good. It's always like, oh, they actually give you a day off? Ha, 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 ha. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, man? Go the fuck away.
I just want to be like, you know, I've heard that like 1,000 times before.
That's the sad part. They think they're like the most original people ever. That nobody's ever said that before.
Right. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, I hate it. It ruins my day every single time. You know, it's not even, don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here saying that the people I meet on a daily basis are assholes or that I don't want to talk to them. It's just, why would you think that we're best friends because you saw me at one place one time before and all of a sudden you can come up to me and talk to me nonstop? I mean, just back the fuck up.
Are these customers?
Yes.
Okay. So not co-workers?
No. Co-workers, I could justify, and a co-worker, I would probably just tell them to go away because, you know, it's just, I don't want to talk to you. But no, just like random customers that have dealt with me at my job like once before, and now that they see me outside, it's like we're best friends. It's funny. My wife constantly says that it's almost like I'm a celebrity when I go into the town I work in because, like, I'm stopped, like, every 15 minutes. No matter where we go, I'm stopped. Like, people will, like, shout at me across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is fucking ridiculous. Do you guys have nothing better to do that you have to come and talk to me?
That's weird because that has never happened to me.
Really?
I don't think it's ever happened to me.
Oh, I wish it never happened to me. I hate it.
I'm trying to think of a time where, like, we met somebody outside of my job that I helped or I did. No, I don't think that it's ever happened.
Dude, it's nuts. I tell a story every once in a while. I was at a Home Depot one day, and I was in there. I think I was looking for, like, parts to a grill that I was fixing. And this person who knew me from my job comes over and starts asking me questions about, like, Home Depot. And I'm like, first of all, I don't fucking work here. I was like, what the fuck? You can ask me questions about the job I work at, but I don't fucking work in Home Depot. Just because I helped you before doesn't mean I can help you here. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was funny because at first when she was asking me questions, I thought she was asking me, you know, just like one human to another human. But no.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted service. I was like, bitch, I ain't wearing no Home Depot uniform. Get the fuck away from me.
It would have been funny if you were at home, like, baking cookies with an orange apron on. And you're like, shit, I gotta run to Home Depot. Like, go to Home Depot.
Oh, that's great.
And then you go there, and they're like, sir, can you help me? I don't fucking work here.
Oh, shit. You know, one of the dirtiest looks I've ever gotten for somebody. My wife and I, we work for the same company, but in different locations. And I had left my job and was on my way home. So I needed to pick up something. So I stopped off at her store and I was talking to her for a couple minutes. So I'm in full uniform and a customer walks over to me and asks me where something was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't work here. I'm not positive, you know, where it is in the store. And I guess I could have said it differently instead of, you know, I don't work here. I should have said, you know, I don't work in this store because here she is looking at me in full uniform knowing that that's what these people wear. And she was so pissed off. I told my wife, I was like, guarantee you she's going to go complain about me. Yeah. I was like, I don't work here. And that was it. She was so pissed.
Oh, man, that's good.
All right, sir. What else we got tonight?
All right. I got a people we hate. I'm going to say it just because it's funny, not because I really want to elaborate on it.
But, okay.
I think this lady's slightly mistaken. Coming from Kirsten Hook, at Kirsten Noel on the Twitter. people who are A, good at chemistry, or B, enjoy chemistry, a.k.a. Michael, Morgan, Becky, Mrs. Sullivan. I have no idea who those people are. And Albert Einstein. What the fuck?
So wait a minute. She fucking lumps Albert Einstein in with a bunch of idiots she goes to school with.
He wasn't even a chemist.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. That's hysterical.
Albert Einstein and his chemistry. No, that's the last person.
Fucking Albert Einstein. What an idiot.
Like, you want to, I mean, Madame Curie would be closer to Albert Einstein.
The fucking professor from Gilligan's Island. That would have been fucking Albert Einstein. Oh, god damn it. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm trying to see if she's at least cute.
I think she's like 14 or
15. Oh, okay. We'll just skip over that then.
Yeah.
Well, that actually explains the Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Dumbass kids. God,
what a dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, by the way, I absolutely love that video you posted about the teachers hating the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was fucking hysterical. We got to put that on the website because that was so freaking funny.
Yep, yeah, that'll be up there. It's a Jimmy Kimmel bit, but it definitely goes in line with what we were talking about last week, how all kids suck, except for my three. I have to throw that in there, else the wife will get pissed.
Fair enough. All right, I got one from Twitter. This comes from Nicole Langloy at halfpint1127. She puts in, insecure and drama-filled girls, grow up, bitch, hashtag people I hate.
Yeah.
This has a little bit of a story to it that we'll have to throw in there. You remember, what was it, a couple episodes ago, I told you about the person I hated who offered to, like, watch our dogs, but then quickly changed her mind, everything like that?
Yeah.
Well, that person, after all that shit happened, I did the grown-up thing and deleted her off my Facebook account.
Okay.
Just because, you know, I feared that I didn't want to talk to her anymore, didn't care what she had to say or whatever.
Sure.
So that was a long time ago. You're talking like back in August. So just a couple days ago, she finally, I guess, noticed I deleted her off Facebook and wanted to talk about it. So she sent me a message saying, you know, you deleted me off Facebook, question mark? And then before I can even respond back to anything, which I don't even think I was going to anyway, she just writes back, thanks, and that was it. So I was like, well, fuck it. She got her answer. I'll talk to her anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I found out the next day that she then started texting and, you know, talking to people about that whole situation. You know, why doesn't Nick like me? I don't understand what's going on. It's just like, dude, why are you trying to fucking bring other people into a situation that has nothing to do with them? Just leave them alone. If you have an issue with me, come fucking talk to me about it. Stop fucking bothering other people. Yeah. I can't stand that shit.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, just, you're not that important.
Exactly. You're not that fucking important. Nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody's stopping what they're doing to fucking, you know, come figure out your business. If somebody cared enough to be about that, then they would have come to you about it.
Yep.
Fucking self-righteous pricks.
That's what it is. Yeah, they're self-righteous, righteous, narcissistic. They just, you know, everything is about them, and it's just, it's fucking not.
And not for nothing, dude, it's like, it's fucking Facebook. Who gives a shit if we're friends on Facebook or not?
Right. I'm friends with people on Facebook I've never spoken to or seen in person. They're not my friends.
Thank you. Just because Facebook little names on Facebook.
Yeah, just because Facebook labels them friends doesn't mean they're my friends.
Right.
I don't go to their house on their birthday.
I don't even know when the birthday is.
Oh, I really don't.
Oh, I do know because fucking Facebook reminds me every fucking year.
I don't even wish them a happy birthday when Facebook tells me to.
I hate that shit. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's nice people wish people happy birthday and whatnot. But you know how many fucking times somebody's been like, well, they didn't wish me happy birthday. I'm like, they were at your birthday party. Yeah, but they didn't do it on Facebook. Are you fucking serious? Who cares? Yeah. It's fucking Facebook. Yeah. It's nothing.
I don't even really wish my mom a happy birthday.
Like, wow, you're a douchebag.
On Facebook.
All right, fair enough.
Like, I only wish her a happy birthday on Facebook when it's like 11:30 and my wife is like, did you wish your mom a happy birthday? It's like, no, fuck. Happy birthday, mom, Facebook time.
Oh, God. You know what else I hate? I hate those fuckers that that have to, like, wish somebody happy birthday or say Merry Christmas at, like, fucking 12:01 a.m. to, like, to be the first person. You know what? Fuck it. I want to lump in something else in there. Is when, like, you read, like, an article, and at the very bottom of the article, it has, like, people who do comments on it. I hate the idiots that instead of actually commenting something legit to it, they type in the word first. Because they were the first people to comment, even though they're not really even fucking commenting.
Yeah, and you don't get a fucking reward.
Thank you. It's not like somebody's going to give you a fucking sticker or a cookie. Trust me, if they're giving out cookies, I'd be the first one to comment every fucking day. There's no cookies.
You're right. Stop doing that, people.
Seriously, stop fucking doing it. Nobody cares if you were first. I love I love the people that are like fucking 30 spaces down and they say first. Like they were so far off and yet they still put first in.
How do you not see 30 comments above you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fucking idiots. I just want to go on there one day and like be one of the last people and be like 2,370th. Fucking idiots. Oh, God, man. I hate those fuckers.
Yeah, they suck.
So do you have any more people you hate?
No, I think I could pull one more.
All right.
Let me get into the tweets.
No, I think I got two more on here that we can hit up.
All right. This one came in less than 24 hours ago from Lydia Barnes, at Lydia Barnes 93 on the Twitter. That guy who makes jokes to himself in large crowds hoping others will laugh. Airport, hashtag airport. Hashtag people I hate. So obviously she's in the airport. Somebody's cracking a joke to himself and looking around, seeing if other people are laughing along with them.
Those people are so fucking sad. It's so
they pathetic. Really are.
Oh, they're, I hate those people.
They really need a friend.
You know what's sad is I'm the kind of asshole that even if he was funny, I still won't laugh just because it's the fucking principle of the situation. Like I hate that.
I would give him a slow clap. And hopefully the whole crowd gets into it.
Oh, God. You hoist him up on his shoulders and start like, walking around the terminal. Oh, shit.
What a douchebag.
What a fucking douchebag. See, me, I would take it the other way. I would start handing out, like, heads of lettuce and tomatoes and start throwing at them.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that really sucks.
People, man. Yeah. Like, and I think we hit up on this, last week, but fuck it. I'm going to redo it because it fits in with this. I hate those fuckers that, oh, we did do this one because I remember exactly what you said. The people who, will sit there and sigh in front of you like nonstop to try to get you to bring up the conversation. It's the same fucking concept. I hate all
it
those
really
breaks,
is,
man.
Yeah. Self-important.
Self-importance, absolutely. Fucking dicks.
Assholes. Yeah.
Nobody cares about you. I don't want to hear about your fucking problems. I don't want to see pictures of your kids. I don't want to fucking see pictures of your dogs. Just back the fuck up, assholes.
And the jokes that they make to themselves are usually the stupidest fucking jokes.
The stupidest fucking jokes. Oh, God, I fucking hate them, man.
Or what's even worse to me is if you're in line somewhere, some sort of service, whatever you're doing, and you make a joke with the person that's working there, that's helping you, and you look around like, am I right? People!
Did you see what I did there? They're not looking. I'm dropping gold here, people. Fucking piece of shit. Oh god, I fucking hate these people.
Like if you're in a if you're getting your car fixed, let's say, right? And you're like, oh, sorry, sir, it's the transmission. And it's going to cost you $1,000. $1,000? You want my kidney too? Just look around. Am I right? It's fucking expensive. Shut up.
Shit.
Nobody wants your kidney.
Oh, God. That's like those assholes that go up and buy a lottery ticket and like, oh, if it doesn't win, can I get a refund?
Can I get my dollar back?
Oh shit. I just fucking hate those people so much. Where was I the other day? I think I was at like a fucking Walmart, and the guy in front of me was like one of those assholes that just, he was just running his mouth non-fucking-stop, and something wouldn't scan, and he was one of those assholes that started screaming, oh, it's free then! If it doesn't scan, it's free! God. And he kept fucking looking at me, God. And he kept saying shit like, oh, if your stuff doesn't scan, it's free! Ha ha ha! It's like, asshole, shut the fuck up, man.
Fucking, oh, God.
Right? It just fucking makes you want to punch him in the face. Yeah, I want to hit him so hard. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, so what else? What else is out there? Who else do we hear?
I don't know. I need a second. I'm stewing. Fucking people. all right. Okay. People I hate. Assholes that honk their horn the second the light turns green. Fucking come on, man.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking second. If
enough already.
Let me fucking take my foot up off the fucking brake and step over onto the gas and everything's going to be fine. Dude, we're not at a fucking speedway. We're not drag racing down the fucking road. I don't have to jump the second the fucking light turns, all right? I understand. Right. Look, if I'm sitting at a fucking light and the person in front of me doesn't move within like 15, 20 seconds, maybe if I give them a little, you know, honk or whatever the case is. But those people, light turns green. Are you fucking serious, man?
Yeah. What's so special that they have to go to?
Right.
Like, oh, I'm late for work. You better go. Like, no. Leave 2 minutes or earlier. You wouldn't have fucking breezed through that light. Or I'm going to my kid's friend's birthday party. Like, no. Nobody gives a shit. Like, stop. I don't care if you're going food shopping or a doctor's appointment or work. You can wait the 2 seconds it takes for you to move your foot off the brake to the gas.
And not for nothing, I don't give a fuck where you're going.
Right.
That's none of my fucking concern where you're going. All I care about is where I'm going, and I don't need somebody honking at me the whole fucking time that, you know, I'm going. Or I hate people who like fucking honk on the horn when they're like fucking 20 cars back. It's what are you fucking honking at?
Right.
Oh,
you know the car in front of you can't do anything because the car in front of them can't do anything because the car in front of them can't do anything and the car in front of them can't do anything.
Fucking piece of shit. I always hate that shit. But I'm one of those assholes where if somebody honks at me from behind, I'll start honking my horn at them. He has his little horn fight back and forth.
All right. I got one just now on Facebook from Keith Buchan of Dog Food Fame. He said everybody, and then he put a link up to his album, to his dog food album. So we will go ahead and put that on our website in the show notes section. So you will listen to I Hate Everybody, and that will perfectly outline the kind of people that you should be.
Oh, the man's a fucking genius. What a shameless fucking plug.
I know. It really was.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
That was good.
I want to hate him so much right now, but that's beautiful. Good for him.
Yep.
Okay, what else do I have here? Oh, I hate these fucking people. I hate old people in restaurants. They're the worst fucking people ever, man. Tina and I, like I said, took her out for her birthday, and we stopped off at a restaurant for dinner. And it was fucking horrendous. These old people were, like, constantly switching tables, complaining about the AC vents blowing on them. They couldn't just order something off the fucking menu without having to change it around 17 fucking times, minus this, add that. Complaining about how much ice is in their cup. Just shut the fuck up, man. They're going to come. They're going to bring you food. Eat the fucking food and go home. Fucking hate them so much.
They're probably, like, concerned that it's not their own shit that they're eating.
That's true.
Like, they're out. What pisses me off about old people is, like, they're going out to experience something different, and when it is different, they complain about
it. Complain nonstop.
Like, oh, spaghetti and meatballs, like, that's not how I make it. They go home and fucking make it.
Exactly. Like, do you think fucking Denny's breakfast menu is going to make your fucking meatballs for you, bitch? Stop it. Fucking stop.
Right. Like, nobody goes to Denny's to have a good meal.
No.
Like, it's just on the way.
Like, Denny's is like the fucking hangover destination, you know? You're completely fucking hammered and drunk, can barely fucking stand, you go to Denny's.
Yeah.
You don't go to – I've never in my lifetime ever gone to Denny's, like, just been like, oh, you know, I'm kind of hungry tonight. Hey, what do you want to eat? Denny's? Let's go to Denny's. Never.
No.
I've only gone to Denny's, A, when I've been drunk and it's the middle of the fucking night, it's the only thing open, or if I'm fucking traveling and it's the only thing I see in the road.
Well, see now, after high school, we used to go to Denny's like every night. But it was late, you know, it was the only place open besides the diner, but, you know.
Oh, God.
Diners are crowded, Denny's were empty.
No, I always hit the fucking, what was it, the Rainbow Diner. Brick, man. I always hit that place late at night. Always.
Yeah. We would go to the Denny's. We knew we didn't know the waitress. We got to know her over time.
Right.
And she used to hook us up like crazy. So we kept going.
That is like the greatest thing ever. Like when you become friendly with the staff at like a restaurant or a diner and you know, you order, say, a side of fries. And usually it comes out like this little tiny plate. But when they're friendly with you, they bring it out like this giant fucking basket. And it's like, oh.
Right.
The greatest thing ever.
Right. I help out a local Italian bistro here. I used to do printing and stuff. So I still do their printing for them. I manage their website. I help the owner out with his other side things that he's got going on. And every time I go back in there, I always leave with pizza and I never pay for it.
Nice.
Or like if I take the wife and kids out and like, oh, let's go and get some, you know, some pizza or whatever, you know, we go out and the GM Chiro, he comes up and he's like, pizza for the kids. I'm making something for you. And it's always free.
Nice.
it's fucking great. Like the owner actually tells him like, Jim's coming in tonight. It's on me. Don't worry about it. Make him something nice. It's always fucking great. I mean, yes, that's the kind of relationship you want to have with people that make you make food.
Like, hell yeah, man.
It's free and it's good and I mean, I would gladly pay for it too. Like, I'm always telling Chiro, like, I'll pay for it. Don't worry. Like, I can afford it. Like, I can pay for it. he's like, no. On the house.
Look, I'm kind of poor, but I'm not. I need free pizza every time I come here. Kind of poor.
Right. I can pay for pizza. Exactly right. Yes.
Oh, that cracks me up, man. There was a place I went out to eat one night, and the service I got there was so completely just incredible. It was exceptional that I ended up writing the company to tell them how great they were. And the next time I went in there, like the manager of the restaurant, he fucking loved me, and the waiter loved me, and It was great. I was feeling like a rock star every time I went in there, right? This fucking, I think like years ago now this happened. But what I loved the most was Tina and I always used to get like this this appetizer. It was like a mac and cheese like appetizer thing. It was fucking incredible. The waiter said, oh, you know, you should check this out. You know, like I think it was last year, they used to put crumbled bacon on top of it too. I was like, no, that fucking sounds amazing. So every time I went in there, even though it wasn't part of the menu, he'd always bring me out a big old bowl of crumbled bacon to put on top of my mac and cheese, man. It touched cool. my heart. I almost dropped a tear every time I ate that shit.
Right. That's the way it should be.
Hell yes. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I want to talk to you about this. Did you see that thing I posted on the website or the Facebook page about that fucking bacon alarm clock?
Yes.
Okay, that's bullshit. Okay, yes. For anybody out there who's listening and didn't see it or don't know what it is, I believe it was Oscar Mayer came up with this app for an iPhone. It hooks up like this little device onto the bottom of your iPhone and turns your phone into an alarm clock that when it goes off, it emits the smell of bacon cooking, and it sounds like you can hear like sizzling in the background coming for it. That's the alarm. Sizzling bacon, you can smell it. That's fucked up, man. As a fat guy, if I wake up smelling bacon, there better be fucking bacon cooking in my goddamn house, man. Don't fucking wake me up to the smell of bacon to find out there's no fucking bacon.
Exactly right. Like, what Oscar Mayer should have created was a little fucking easy bake oven that you snap into your iPhone. And it goes off, you wake up, you just throw two pieces of bacon in, it cooks it right away. You know, after 3 minutes in the oven, it goes off again. That's your snooze. Like your snooze time. You wake up and the bacon's right there ready for you to eat. You know? That's an app.
That's a fucking app, man. Not only would bullshit. I pay money for that, I would switch to an iPhone. I hate iPhones. I guarantee you I would buy an iPhone if my fucking alarm clock made bacon.
Right.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Wake me up not with this bacon.
Smelling bacon. The only thing you want to do after you smell bacon is eat bacon.
Thank you. I want to fucking eat bacon.
I don't have time to cook bacon.
No, not at all. Oh, God, I keep thinking about that.
I drop my kids like 20 minutes late to preschool every morning as it is. I can't fucking get there on time. Imagine if I had to cook bacon.
You know what bothers me, too? You can't even get like good bacon at like restaurants. But I can't even think. The last time I was at like a diner or someplace and I got something that either had bacon on it or, you know, breakfast that has bacon served with it. It's never that good. It's always kind of like a rubbery consistency. It's just it doesn't taste that good. Always bothers me. Like you got to make it at home. So it's nice and fresh and good.
Yeah. Whenever we go to Wendy's, which is fairly often because there's one by the store. It's between the store and the house.
Right.
So we get lunch there on the weekends with the kids and all that. And their bacon on their burger is just awful. Oh. Like, yeah, it's bacon. It tastes like bacon, but it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like bacon. It's not homey. No. It's not bacon.
No, you know what? Every time I think about horrible bacon, have you ever seen the movie Better Off Dead with John Cusack?
Yes.
Okay. You remember the part all throughout the movie, his mom is like making all these fucking horrendous looking dishes. And one morning she serves him bacon. She plops it onto the plate and it's like so disgusting. It's like a weird color. And they're like, what'd you do to it? And she goes, well, I was trying to make it healthier. So instead of frying it, I boiled it.
Wasn't it like purple or something?
Yeah, it was some nasty fucking color.
Yeah.
I would punch somebody right in the fucking mouth for that. Ruin my fucking bacon. All right. I got one more people I hate that I just thought of, and I guess we'll start wrapping it up because I think we're somewhere close to an hour here.
Yep.
Okay. The last person I hate this week are the people who try to tell a joke but can't continue telling it because they laugh through the entire thing. Like, if you can't fucking control yourself enough to fucking tell me a joke, don't fucking tell me the joke.
Right. usually it's not that funny.
No.
If they're laughing through it, like, once they finally calm themselves down and they tell you the joke, you're like, eh.
Or the people who constantly, like, fuck up the punchline or something and they have to keep retelling a joke over and over and over again.
Or the ones that forget.
Yes.
Like, oh, a guy and two horses walks into a bar and they go to the bar. Fuck. No, that's not how it goes. No, it's two guys and a horse go into a grocery store and talk. No, it's not. Ah, oh, fuck it.
Oh, those fucking people, man.
Yeah, but no, you're right. I mean, the ones that laugh through the jokes, and then they finally get the joke out, and you're like, eh, whatever. And they're disappointed at you for not liking their super hilarious joke that they couldn't keep it in, but it's like, you fucking ruined the joke by laughing through it. Like, maybe if you would have got it out the first time, yeah, but now, like, I've had to listen to the same part, like, 10 times.
I always lose so much respect in those people because I'm like, you found that joke this fucking funny? It's horrible. Like, right. Never tell me a joke again. You've lost your fucking joke-telling privileges, because that was the worst fucking joke I've ever heard.
I no longer trust your judgment with anything. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great. All right. You know, before we go, I want to do a little piece here to, I guess, you know, give us good karma. I don't know if you've been following the news, but there's the air flight from out of Malaysia Airlines, I believe it is, that is missing, and I'm assuming presumed crashed somewhere in the Gulf of Thailand.
No.
You know, we do a lot of joking around here and everything like that, but, you know, this is some serious shit. You know, I think there was like 239 people on the flight, including, you know, crew and whatnot, so doesn't look good for them, so my, you know, best wishes go out to the families, and hopefully something good comes out of this. Hopefully the plane comes up miraculously somewhere, but doesn't look like it so far.
No, yeah, I actually wrote an article about that for Inquisitor.com, and yeah, it's really not looking good. I mean, they're finding oil slicks in the middle of
seas. Yeah, I saw that.
And now I read a report earlier today that two of the passports were actually reported stolen that were on that flight, so now they're looking at possibly terrorist or criminal activity. They're not saying terrorist, but yeah.
Right.
Criminal activity could be involved. And yeah.
Not for nothing. That could just be, you know, a coincidence. Somebody's just using a fake passport, whatever the case is. Right. I mean, it sucks. You know what's funny is, you know, I've seen a lot of posts about this, and no matter how far, like, our world has become technologically advanced, it's still, you know, unbelievably hard to pinpoint where, you know, a plane like this could have gone down. I mean, it's extremely hard. But like I said, I hope, if nothing else, they can at least find the wreckage soon and put some of these families at ease and, you know, let them move on with what they have to do.
Yeah, I mean, thoughts and prayers go out to all that's involved. Another one, Putin sucks cock. Over there in Russia and the Ukraine.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of shitty things going on.
Not for nothing, I thought you were like talking about somebody on Twitter or something like that. I was like, who sucks cock? Wait, what?
No. Alexander Putin. Dictator of Russia.
Everybody can't just be happy where they are. They got to fucking go and destroy other people's homes and shit. Whatever.
Well, you know, when you're Russian, that's what you do.
Very true, sir.
All right.
Let's close this shit up, man.
All right, so let's go ahead and sign off. Again, you can go to our website, check out our March Madness tournament going on all month. We're going to go ahead and call the first round over by our next show, so that gives you a couple of solid days to go ahead and get your votes in. We got to move quick because I don't want to drag this thing out to fucking June. So get on there and vote. Go to AmericanFatAssPodcast.com, click on March Madness. After you click on listen to this latest episode, go ahead and click on March Madness, get your votes in. If there's somebody that you're particularly fond of, you want to get that vote in now because they could lose the first round, Nick and I already voted, and we voted very differently, which basically means everybody's a tie, pretty much. And don't fucking, all right. Don't yell at us for, oh, how could you say this one's a 3 and that one's a 14? It was all random. Like, we just fucking put it up there. Like, it doesn't, in the end, it's not going to matter, all right? Like, I don't, like, if you think somebody's a number one and they should be a, you know, whatever, shut up. Just put your votes in.
Seriously, who gives a fuck?
I
don't
want to hear that bullshit.
It's not like they have fucking home court advantage somewhere. Just fucking let it be. It doesn't fucking matter. Right.
Yeah, so get your votes in now, and we'll go ahead and close out the first round probably Wednesday, Thursday, move on to round two, which we'll announce, I guess, officially 2 weeks from today or from when this show airs, whatever. Just fucking do it. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Google us. Twitter's at American Fat Ass Podcast. Facebook is facebook.com/AmericanFatAssPodcast. Online again. Yeah, you know where to find us. All right. Fuck you guys.